So, today was my OU exam, which means I'm officially finished with my course for this year. Yay! And it's been a really interesting experience in terms of what it's taught me about the way I learn, more than anything else. I'm not really good at kind of visual learning. If you just give me stuff to read, or pictures to look at, or videos to watch, I don't really get a lot from that. If you let me write things down, I do much better. Particularly if you let me write them down in pretty coloured pens on pretty coloured post-it notes that I can stick everywhere, even if it does mean that computer monitors and the like inevitably end up covered in lots of post-it notes with arrows connecting them up like some sort of giant kind of connect-the-dots type puzzle. But there you go. Also learned that recording myself reading my revision notes is hugely helpful, even if it does mean I have to listen to myself talking to myself a lot, which is a bit weird. So yeah, may have to invest in a dictaphone before the next course. But yeah, it's been interesting, mostly in terms of me realising how much study I can do on my own, because when you live 30 miles from work and when your tutorials are, and you get up at 6 o'clock every morning to get to work, there are days when going to a tutorial is the last thing you want to do. Particularly if you work in the arts and therefore the whole concept of regular working hours doesn't really apply. So, yeah, that was an interesting kind of 3 month episode of my life. But yes, I think a big lesson I've learnt is to move closer to work, or as my contract is up at the end of March next year, get a new job somewhere else where I can move closer to work, as chances are I won't still be able to find work in York in the arts, or in fact possibly not even in Yorkshire. So yes, we shall see what happens on that front, I guess. I think the other things it's taught me is that I handle stress a lot better now than I did at 18, and that I've learnt how to ask for help, which sounds a little bit weird because it seems really obvious that you should be able to ask for help, but it's something that I think a lot of us find really hard, particularly if you're one of those people that's grown up being the smart kid or the talented kid, and then you come up against something where you don't understand what you need to do, or you're not the smartest, or you're not the most talented. It can be really quite hard in that scenario to then go, can I have some help? I don't understand. So I think that's been a big learning curve for me over the last, 5 years really, but particularly over the last 9 months, where I have had to go, help, I don't understand what this means, help, I can't do this in the time you've given me, and all that sort of thing. So, yeah, definitely very interesting. So, yes, fingers crossed that when my results come out in August, I've done pretty okay. So, yeah, watch this space.